Hey, 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 step right up. This is it, a real spicy, whirly, burly girly show. Step right up, no wait for seats. The show is just about to start. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Thank you. walk at night and be with many and give myself to many strangers. I don't know why. I only know that people smile sometimes, and I must smile back. A certain eye, a smile, the way somebody walks. I need mostly love. Everything else must find its place. I need the warm touch, the unfamiliar smile, the umbrella when it rains, the head against the shoulder when the thunder comes, the unfamiliar touch, the knowing that somebody loves me, even for a little while. You'll like my house. The music's okay. The lights are nice. And I'm warm, you'll see. Can you still go home with me knowing the way I am in mourning? Might make you sorry that you did. I mean, it's different for me in the mornings. I'm not afraid of yellow sunlight or suspicious of rooms without music and atmosphere, but things work best for me after 5 o'clock. It's been like this always. And you must believe I'll be good to you for me to work the best. I will, you know. I will try so hard, for it has been so long since I have had a woman or a special friend. So turn the corner with me. Stay close. Don't be afraid, for there is no one else but me. And I am warm. You'll see.
Wanda? Excuse me, I'm supposed to pick up some script changes from someone named Wanda.
Sure, honey. We understand.
But Wanda's a little busy right now.
Could one of you give it to me?
You bet, Sugar.
Tonight, I haven't seen you around here. You must be new. Hello, honey, what you doing tonight? Because whatever it is, I'd like to be with you.
Oh, I was just leaving.
Hello, honey, what you doing tonight? You want an evening's worth of fun, you say. Say the word. Come on, honey, what you doing tonight? Cause if you feel uptight, we're gonna hit that cute rodeo. We could be fine like you tonight. Believe me, baby, the price is right. Come on, honey, you just fight that fight. And tell me, honey, what you doing tonight?
Thank you.
Dinner with my mother.
Honey, what you doing tonight?
I'd really love to stay. right, madam? Your knee is exposed.
That carriage tore my dress.
And the men are throwing money on the ground at you.
A girl can make a nice living doing this.
This Wednesday night, head full gallop to Delilah's Entertainer of the Year 2015. It's a battle to the finish between the world's most beautiful showgirls, and the winner is always you, with celebrity guest judges and hosted by
me, Krista Dagger.
And me, Joey Martini.
From the Peekaboo Review. Get here at 7 for select open bar and butler hors d'oeuvres. Mark it down, Delilah's Entertainer of the Year 2015, this Wednesday night.
I don't mean to embarrass you, madam, but everybody can still see your knee.
Oh, look. Here's the other one.
Did I mention I'm also wearing a UGO baseball cap? I'm lying on my floor playing with my model trains right now. I'm making tracks, baby! Oh, just lay back and listen. I'm small, but I know how to choo-choo! You could be my jungle gym and I'll swing around and climb. Let me get my trampoline, baby! Choo-choo!
Something for me.
In your wizard's sleep.
La 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 la, lady, a baby, you got something. over, yeah, yeah, yeah. Honey pot, peachy pie.
Take it to the wire clear.
La, 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 labia, baby, you got something for me.
Eat your wizard sleep.
Pushy, pushy, fishy, fishy, yeah, yeah, yeah. Melly, jelly, underbelly, yeah, yeah, yeah. La, 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 labia, baby, you got something for me.
So sweet, peasy.
Cookie, nookie, slitty, kitty, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Spot in the Burlesque show when the first stripteaser makes her appearance. And tonight we have a real treat for you. So let's have a real warm welcome for the lovely, luscious, fabulous Fanny.
Thank you.
Petey Williams is Dr. Minx. Feeling down? Get a rise from Dr. Minx. She's a vixen, on call day and night. Watch her operate. If you've got a problem, she'll work it out. Half glad, all bad. One visit is never enough. Dr. Minx. When she turns on the heat, more than your temperature will rise. Dr. Minx. In color.
to fix the... I'm not doing anything, honey. Just taking a bath. Oh, lying here and soaking, thinking of you. Oh, Mr. Bixby. I'm sorry, my dear Mr. Bixby. Although I would love to be there, I can't keep our date at your country estate, 'cause I haven't a thing to wear. I give you my word, Mr. Bixby, I've handled my sables with care, but all of the girls say that sables need pearls, so I haven't a thing to wear. Oh, the diamonds that you sent were sweet, but they made me stop short and think. I just wouldn't dare go out on the street. With diamonds, one has to wear mink. I hate to insist, Mr. Bixby, but you haven't a moment to spare. I'm liable to do something you might misconstrue when I haven't a thing to wear. It's obvious, dear Mr. Bixby, nice people are liable to stare, or even be rude to a girl in the nude, though she hasn't a thing to wear. Oh, honey, I'm fragile, my dear Mr. Bixby. I can't stand the chilly night air. Believe it or not, my whole wardrobe is shot, 'cause I haven't a thing to wear. No, it's not that you're so far away, and of course I still love you. Oh, there's one more little thing I want to say. Darling, my rent here is almost due. To sum it all up, Mr. Bixby, to see you I just wouldn't dare. Besides, I must answer the doorbell, honey, though I haven't a thing to wear. Oh, Mr. Bixby.
Thank you. young men convulsed audiences from the Bowery to the Gold Coast as Dutch-German comedians who, within a short time, we found each one of them producing his own plays in his own theater on Broadway. So great was their success. These two distinguished comics were Joe Weber and Lou Fields. And here's one of their earliest comedy scenes, A Glass of Beer.
Oh, look, Mike. Here's a place where they sell beer.
Oh, for goodness sake. What a nice place.
Mike, have you got any money?
No, not a cent.
Are you thirsty?
No, not a bit.
I could love you for them words.
Why?
You see, Mike, I've only got 5 cents, and I'm just dying for a glass of beer. Now, it wouldn't look nice for both of us to go in there, and one of us drinks, and the other don't. So when we get inside, I will say to you, Mike, what are you going to have? And you, in a sort of careless way, say, oh, nothing at all. Then I will say to the bartender, give me a glass of beer, and I'll drink it, and the bartender won't know whether we got money or not. Will you do it?
Sure, I'll do it.
Now remember, Mike, all you got to say is, oh, nothing at all.
Now, let me understand myself. When you ask me, what are you going to have? I say, oh, nothing at all.
Mike, you say that so sweet. I wish I had another 5 cents so I could hear you say it twice.
Well, come on in before I forget it.
Now, wait, Mike. Something in my heart tells me you won't do this right. We better practice out here on the sidewalk, so when we get inside, we will know what we are doing.
That's right.
Now, we'll suppose here is a door.
Where's the lunch counter?
They haven't got a lunch counter.
They haven't got a lunch counter?
All right, they got a lunch counter.
You see, if it wasn't for me, they wouldn't have any free lunch.
Now remember, Mike, no matter how much I coax you, all you say is, oh, nothing at all. Now, what are you going to have?
Oh, nothing at all.
Oh, go on. Take something.
No.
Oh, go on. Take something small.
I'll have a small beer.
What? A small beer? With my only poor 5 cents, a small beer?
Well, what did you coax me for?
I wasn't coaxing you. I was making a bluff.
Well, I don't take bluffs.
5 cents is all the money I got, Mike.
Oh. Why don't you say what you're going to have and then don't have it?
I'll say anything I like, Mike, and all you got to say is, oh, nothing at all. Now we'll try it again, Mike. What will you have? Go on. Take something.
I'll take a cigar.
A cigar? For my 5 cents, a cigar?
Why? Do I have to give up smoking?
Say, Mike, if you don't give up smoking, I'll have to give up my glass of beer.
And if you don't hurry up, I will get thirsty.
Now remember, Mike, you don't drink, you don't smoke, and you don't eat.
I must be dead.
Come on, Mike. This time we go inside in the bar, and don't forget, no matter how much I coach you, all you say is...
Yes, I remember. Just, oh, nothing at all.
How are you, gentlemen?
How is you, Mr. Bartender?
And what are you going to have?
Wait, I ask my friend. Mike, what will you have to drink?
I'll take a glass of beer.
Wait, Mr. Bartender. I want to make sure that he knows what he is saying. Mike, please listen. What are you going to have?
I'll have a glass of beer.
All right. And what are you going to have?
Oh, nothing at all.
to lay your head upon my pillow.
That's your one, baby!
When I crawl into my little bed each night, would you care to? Would you dare to? If you knew that everything would be all right. Do you think that you can keep a little secret? Do you think that I can even trust you to? If you'd like to lay your head upon my pillow, then I'll let you take it home with you. Take that off. I'll catch cold.
is the one that achieves madness. Right? Am I right?
I'm gonna take you down.
This is the film about madness and sanity.
A mad clown.
About fantasy and reality.
Mad teacher.
About death and life.
I just don't know.
About vice.
Because I'm mad teacher.
And versa. Mick Jagger and James Fox in performance. A film that will bend your mind. From Warner Brothers rated X, no one of the 17 admitted.
Amazing, you are amazing. You're amazing, and I'm so.
gosh, the air around you turned to shades of pink and green. It's the most beautiful thing. No, you have no idea. There's no way for you to see the magic all around you when you turn your eyes on me. Turn your eyes on me. Won't you turn your eyes on me? Your eyes.